Chapter 27 Dying Light Battle Barge Charybdis, Novatum. Circe saw only blackness. She was closeted within the narrow confines of her Novatum, away from the rest of the crew. Sparsely appointed, the chamber was austere in the extreme. These were not Circe's quarters, though she spent a great deal of time in seclusion within them. The Novatum was a bare metal hold, not much more comfortable than a cell. Appended to the bridge, secured in its upper vaults and accessible via a shallow walkway, it was nonetheless segregated and sealed off. It had enough room for a small cot bed. There were no mirrors, no reflective surfaces of any kind. A simple vox unit linked her to the bridge below her, and the lumens worked into the deck at her feet were kept low at all times. It was warm, stifling even, but she knew it would grow colder soon enough. An arcane circle delineated the area in which the navigator would do her work. Circe was kneeling inside it, a metaphor for separation. Her gift was isolation. It was fear, segregation, and the absolute certainty of never having a chance for a normal life. Her warp eye, as it was known, that which could perceive what all other sight could not, made her both incredibly valuable and almost universally loathed by her fellow man. Aside from a few rudimentary materials, the Novatum's only adornment was a tattered paper pict. As Circe closed her natural eyes, she caressed the faded vellum, imagining her fingers touched the face of the little girl, captured forever upon it. A tear ran down her cheek as she wiped it away with a frail hand. Circe engaged the vox and heard Lieutenant Essenzi's voice crackle into life at the other end of the link. Mistress? Circe didn't like that word, although she knew Essenzi meant nothing by it. She nodded. I am prepared, she replied. All hands ready? She nodded again, trying to stifle a slight tremor of unease that had suddenly manifested in her gut. It felt like a spike of ice in the heady atmosphere of the Novatum. Shipmaster, she said, needing Odysseus's confirmation, though actually wanting to hear his voice. At your will, Circe. Take us into the storm, he said, whispering. Let the Emperor's grace keep you and stave away harm. His light guides us, she whispered back, finishing the quote from the Lectitio Divinitatis. As she reached up to her silver circlet, she trembled. Circe had to admit it. She was scared. Gird yourself, navigator. A deeper, harsher voice intruded, not through the vox feed. This one spoke to her mind. Ushaman. Despite her unease about him, she was glad of the librarian's presence. Circe removed her band, exposing her third eye. Darkness unfurled before her, an endless night. Silence dulled her senses, both natural and preternatural, but not for long. Something moved in the shadow, a slowly uncurling tendril. It coiled and twisted, writhing as further tendrils unfurled, reaching for the Charybdis. Circe saw into the storm, not its heart, but its virgin borders, and quailed. There is no light. Hold to your post, the stern voice told her. Like a thunderclap presages the breaching of the heavens and the deluge that follows, the silence broke, and in its place came screaming. Circe gritted her teeth. She tasted blood. Her limbs trembled. The ship bucked like a schooner struck by a plunging breaker as the Charybdis was tossed around in the storm. Pressing her feeble hands against her ears, she tried in vain to arrest the screaming. "Maintain heading," said Ushaman, more strained than stern now. Circe could barely hear it. The screaming drowned out the words. "No light," she sobbed. Endless darkness, cold and suffocating, swallowed her. "No light," she screamed too, her grasp slipping. "Navigator!" Ushaman was too late. Circe fell, and the Charybdis fell with her.